Close to a million people show up each year for New Year's Eve celebrations in Times Square, and organizers say more than a billion people around the world are expected to watch the festivities on television and on the web. As NPR's Margo Adler reports, planning for this night is a year-round job, and the days before the event are filled with tests.
Testing the ball drop, that makes sense, given some 32,000 LED lights. But many of the tests are fun and silly, like the confetti test. Tonight, confetti will be dropped from seven buildings. On Saturday, there was a test with the media in tow. Jeffrey Strauss of Countdown Entertainment and Allison Hagendorf, a broadcast personality and host of this year's event, dropped confetti from an eighth-floor window onto Times Square over and over.
Three, two, one! Happy New Year!
I take pride in my fluffing there. You see, it floated perfectly.
Now, this is taking place December 29th, and the cynic might say, why wouldn't the confetti float? All this week, people have been visiting this building, One Times Square, to write their wishes on pieces of confetti. Those wishes get mixed in with the regular confetti, Jeffrey Strauss.
So that if you're in Times Square, you see all of these people's wishes falling down on you from the sky, and people will actually pick them up and save them.
I watched Tracy Baggins write two wishes on a piece of confetti.
I guess my first thought would be world peace and actually authentic love.
The other thing tourists do here is get their picture taken in front of a big replica of the Times Square ball. Wilbur Toon, who works for the organizers, is taking pictures of each family group with their own camera or cell phone, and he's totally hamming it up as if they were models on a runway.
Smile. Now look up at the ball. Look all the way up into the ball. Don't move. Okay, everybody look at me for the big family shot.
Sometimes he has them kiss or put their hands on the ball as if they were holding it up. The first ball drop took place in 1907 after fireworks were banned. It's an old nautical tradition. The U.S. Naval Observatory in Washington still has a ball descend from a flagpole every day at noon. I ask Strauss for a few statistics.
About 30,000 Nivea hats that will go out and create a sea of blue. We're going to have thousands of red Chinese scarves celebrating the Year of the Snake.
One reason for that is that they've been working with the Sino-American Friendship Association. And last year, they say, a half a billion Chinese tuned in for the event. There are about 25,000 blue balloons, and you can watch them being blown up and hear about 5% of them pop. And if you're wondering about porta-potties...
We have none. There are no porta-potties in Times Square on New Year's Eve.
And that means if you're coming at 2 p.m. to get a good spot, it's a long wait. Strauss and Tim Tompkins of the Times Square Alliance together produced this event, and they are both very proud of how safe it's become.
I remember coming here in the 70s. You had the horses, and you worried about getting picked up by the crowd. That's not the way it is anymore.
When I came in 2002, there were still one or two retail stores that still put up plywood over their windows because they were so used to their store windows being smashed either by a thrown bottle or someone get pushed through it.
Okay, here's my confession. In the 70s, in my 20s, I felt that scariness was thrilling. Now security is tight, no backpacks, no alcohol. Details about police and security are not given out in this post-9/11 world. Strauss says police organizations around the world come to New York to see how the crowds are handled here. Police divide up the crowd into pens surrounded by safety lanes. Again, Jeffrey Strauss.
So instead of having one large party of a million people, we have hundreds of smaller parties. And by the end of the night, everyone in the pen knows each other.
It still creeps me out, reminds me of political protests where it isn't so sweet. But there were 2,000 murders a year here in those bygone days. This year, a record low of a little over 400. It's a safer event in a much safer city. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.